In a land of foggy yogurt, in the middle of a parking lot, stood tall the Baron of Winston, staring at a clock, staring at a clock. The clock was stopped at 8, but the Baron didn't mind. It seemed quite clear to him, the clock was out of time. The clock was out of time. For time is relative. Years may come, years may go, but he continues to live. But he continues to live. Baron of Winston only stared, son of time unaware. You wonder why he just stared as if your head was glass. He was a pompous ass. He was a pompous ass. He was a famous craftsman. Watches he repaired. He was known throughout the land. But now he only stares. But now he only stares. One day he was called upon by the fathers of the town. They wanted him to build the finest clock around. The finest clock around. Baron of Winston, ego at large, can you build a big clock in your garage?
Baron of Winston, maker of clocks, go to your garage and make the finest clock. Check your work, you know you never made a mistake. Look at those plans, perfect S and B. You got the biggest secret the side of Tennessee. Oh. Nothing could go wrong. They took it to the town, there's a coward in the tank. The people came around to watch the big event, but when they tried to start it, they got a big surprise that wouldn't work.
The big hand was on the 12, the little on the 8. It stayed that way forevermore. I think he made a mistake. I think he made a mistake. He couldn't believe me there. Now no one even cares. The Baron of Winston lost his mind. Now he only stares. Now he only stares. Now he only stares. Now he only stares. Thank you.